Hello and welcome to the Spin Podcast Talk Show. I am your host, Eric Devenny, and you are listening to the official launch of the Spin Podcast Talk Show. Today I'm going to be going over some information concerning what this talk show is all about, who we interview, why, some of the general topics, and the questions that we standardly ask our interviewees. Concerning that, if this is the first time you are hearing about SPIN, which stands for Super Powerful Networking, we are a mastermind networking organization that brings together small business owners, entrepreneurs, and professionals to mastermind around becoming more successful and more profitable. We normally do this in standard chapter meetings held once a week. We currently already podcast those chapter meetings, so if you haven't heard of those, hop on over and grab some of that content. They are also on our website at usspin.com. That's usspin.com. But let's hop right on into for the reason we chose to launch a Spin Podcast Talk Show. We are going to be interviewing our members, who consist of small business owners, entrepreneurs, and professionals, and asking them detailed questions around what we feel you would benefit from, how they got to where they are, how they made that leap into becoming an entrepreneur or a small business owner, why they enjoy what they do, and more importantly, what they see coming down the pipeline in the future, either for their company, their industry, their field, and how you can hopefully take something away from these weekly podcast talk shows and interviews and apply it to your own professional careers and hopefully become a little bit more successful and profitable. So along those lines, I'm going to be reading off the questions that we ask our members and interviewees on this show, so that if you're listening to a later podcast, that you can pull back to this one, and when we say, hey, we just are going over question 11, you'll know exactly which one that is. So here we go. Number one, how many years have you been working in your field? Number two, what is your business name? Where is it located? Do you own it? How many staff members do you employ? Number three, what types and numbers of products, programs, and services do you provide? Number four, were you in another line of business before doing and working in your specific field? Number five, did you have a mentor early in your career? Do you mentor others now? Number six, are you involved in any other related activities around your field? Number seven, what brought you to SPIN, Super Powerful Networking, and what keeps you as a member? Number eight, what type of SPIN, Super Powerful Networking activities have you participated in? Number nine, why do you recommend SPIN, Super Powerful Networking, to others? What member benefits do you find most beneficial? Number 10, what are the biggest challenges facing your industry and company today? And is there anything that we at SPIN could do to better prepare you and your employees? Number 11, can you give a little background on your family, spouse, child, community involvement, hobbies, favorite activities, etc.? Number 12, what are your goals for the future personally and professionally? Number 13, what kinds of things are most important to you in life? Number 14, are your potential customers easily reachable? Choose 1 through 10. Number 15, how immediate is the potential payback for your customers with your product or service through cost savings or other value added or value created properties? Number 16, what is the level of value added to the customer through your product? Number 17, how long is the expected life cycle of your product or service? Number 18, what is your current condition of your industry market? Number 19, what is the revenue size of your market? Number 20, what is the annual growth rate of your market? Number 21, what is the market current demand capacity? Number 22, what is the potential to be a leader in your market or capture at least 20% of the market share in the next 5 years or less? Number 23, how favorable are the cost structures to your product or service? Number 24, how long do you perceive it will take for your company to break even or have positive cash flow? What is the potential for return on investment? You know, the standard ROI. Number 26, what are the capital requirements for your business venture? Number 27, what is the internal rate of return potential? Number 28, what is the sustainable free cash flow of your business venture? Number 29, what is the perceived annual sales growth rate for your business venture? Number 30, in comparison to the industry average, what is your business venture's asset intensity ratio, which is assets divided by sales? Number 31, in comparison with the industry average, what is your business venture's spontaneous working capital, which is capital associated with variable costs? Number 32, in comparison to the industry average, what is your business venture's R&D, research and development, or capital expenditures requirements? Number 33, what is the gross margin of your business venture? Number 34, what is the value-added potential of the products or services your business venture produces? Number 35, what is your current exit mechanism or strategy? Number 36, what is the current capital market context for the sales or acquisition of companies in your industry? Number 37, in comparison to the industry average, what are your business venture's fixed and variable cost requirements? Number 38, what is your business venture's control over costs? Number 39, what is your business venture's control over pricing? Number 40, what is your business venture's control over distribution? Number 41, does your business venture possess barriers to entry of property protection? Number 42, does your business venture possess barriers to entry in response to lead time? Number 43, does your business venture possess barriers to entry of legal or contractual advantages? Number 44, does your business venture possess barriers to entry of contracts or networks? Number 45, does your business venture possess barriers to entry of key people? Rate the value of your employees or partners. Number 46, rate your business venture's entrepreneurship team. Number 47, rate your business venture's entrepreneurship team in relation to industry and technical experience. Number 48, rate your business team's integrity. Number 49, rate your business team's intellectual honesty. Number 50, how many fatal flaws and issues does your business team have? Number 51, do you and your business venture have written out goals for 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and 20 years? Number 52, as the primary entrepreneur or business owner, what are your economic potential costs, meaning salary or wages lost while pursuing this opportunity? Number 53, as the primary business owner slash entrepreneur, what is your risk slash reward preferences? Number 45, and the final question, as the primary business owner, what is your stress tolerance. Now I've just run through all the questions for everyone out there so that you have a little bit better understanding of what the kind of questions we ask and what we're trying to get from our members slash interviewees to be talking about and discussing when bringing quality information and content to you, the podcast listener. Now, these interviews are going to be based around a lot of what's going on in fields and industries and how people are strategically aligning themselves in partnerships, co-partnerships, co-ventures, co-marketing to achieve greater success, hop over those humps, get ahead of their competition, and what they're doing in the future. Most of the questions that I just read are things in the past. That's the information that we get before the interview, and then we also kind of jump from that into alternative questions based more specifically around industries and specific businesses. If you have questions or would like us to always talk about a particular issue or think we should add questions to our question list, please feel free to contact us at podcast@usspin.com. That's podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, at usspin.com. Or you can always call our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-521-4304. That number again being 1-800-521-4304. Thanks again for listening to the launch of the podcast talk show. I am your host, Eric DeVenny. And this podcast has been brought to you by UBA, United Business Alliance, the bottom line for your business, a strategic alliance and business consulting firm located on the web at www.unitedbusinessalliance.com. Or you can call them at 1-800-838-7716. That number again being 1-800-838-7716. I hope you subscribe to this podcast. I do want to let everyone know that we also have an opening for one additional sponsor. So if you're interested in sponsoring this podcast, that opportunity is available now, probably will be for a limited time, but please contact us at podcast@usspin.com if you'd like to get additional information about sponsoring this podcast. Look forward to hearing from you and bringing you guys valuable content next week.